Today is the 16th of April, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a really big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. Glad to say, folks, I'm beginning to sound a lot less like Barry White and more like myself. So I'd appreciate it if you'd keep praying for me. Thank you very much. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. That's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is a Walking the Way prayer book which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, I'd really appreciate if you'd consider subscribing to the podcast. It costs £1 a month, about $1.20 a month, and your support will go a long way to making sure that we can keep this going. And if you'd like more information about the podcast, how to subscribe, or any of our social media feeds, head to rayborrett.co.uk or follow the links in the episode notes. But we always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Loving God, you've called us to be your people, to follow where you lead, to be obedient to your word, and bring your good news wherever we might go. Forgive the impatience and the lack of faith which causes us to stumble, as we prefer our way to yours. Draw us back into your arms as prodigals come back to their father. And grant us patience and perseverance in our journeying with you, this day and always. Amen. 1 Kings 6, verse 23. In the inner sanctuary, he made two cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. In our chapter today, we read about Solomon and he's starting to build the temple. It's laid out in great detail in this chapter about what it looks like, its size, and I imagine it would have been an awe-inspiring sight as it was being built, but even more when it was finished. And actually, in the middle of this chapter is a reference to two cherubim that were built in the Holy of Holies. Now, I had to go check because I thought they were the entrance to the Holy of Holies. They weren't actually. They were in the Holy of Holies. Both were about 15 feet high. And they had wingspans that stretched across the width of the Holy of Holies, which was 15 foot, from one side of the Holy of Holies to the other. And they reminded me, I hear echoes of the cherubim on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. And it was a very physical reminder of a spiritual truth, that God is on his throne, surrounded by cherubim, as we see in the book of Revelation. And I wonder if the high priest, as they entered into the Holy of Holies, ever saw the angels guarding the mercy seat as a reminder of how we've been excluded from God's presence because of the decisions of Adam and Eve. As if somehow God needs protecting from us, when the reality is it's the other way around, because entering into the presence of God in our sinful state is sure to lead to our destruction, as God cannot abide sin. But the joy of Easter is that we can freely enter in God's presence because Jesus has taken away our sin. The curtain has been torn in two, and the cherubim in the presence of God welcome us in rather than keep us out. And so that image of a 15-foot angel beckoning me into the presence of God fills me with delight, because we can enter into the Holy of Holies and we can worship God as he sits on the mercy seat. And that, in the presence of God, that's where we were meant to be. We're going to have our first piece of music, just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Kings chapter 6.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the English Standard Version, and today I'm reading 1 Kings chapter 6. In the 480th year after the people of Israel came out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, he began to build the house of the Lord. The house that King Solomon built for the Lord was 60 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 30 cubits high. The vestibule in front of the nave of the house was 20 cubits long, equal to the width of the house, and 10 cubits deep in front of the house. And he made for the house windows with recessed frames. He also built a structure against the wall of the house, running around the walls of the house, both the nave and the inner sanctuary. And he made side chambers all around. The lower story was 5 cubits broad, the middle one was 6 cubits broad, and the third was 7 cubits broad. For around the outside of the house, he made offsets on the wall in order that the supporting beams should not be inserted into the walls of the house. When the house was built, it was with stone prepared at the quarry, so that neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron was heard in the house while it was being built. The entrance of the lower story was on the south side of the house, and one went up by stairs to the middle story, and from the middle story to the third. So he built the house and finished it, and he made the ceiling of the house of beams and planks of cedar. He built the structure against the whole house, 5 cubits high, and it was joined to the house with timbers of cedar. Now the word of the Lord came to Solomon, concerning this house that you are building. If you will walk in my statutes and obey my rules, and keep all my commandments and walk in them, then I will establish my word with you, which I spoke to David your father. And I will dwell among the people of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the house and finished it. He lined the walls of the house on the inside with boards of cedar. From the floors of the house to the walls of the ceiling, he covered them on the inside with wood, and he covered the floor of the house with boards of cypress. He built 20 cubits of the rear of the house with boards of cedar, from the floor to the walls, and he built this within as an inner sanctuary, as the most holy place. The house, that is, the nave in front of the inner sanctuary, was 40 cubits long. The cedar within the house was carved in the form of gourds and open flowers. All was cedar, no stone was seen. The inner sanctuary he prepared in the innermost part of the house, to set there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. The inner sanctuary was 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 20 cubits high, and he overlaid it with pure gold. He also overlaid an altar of cedar. And Solomon overlaid the inside of the house with pure gold, and he drew chains of gold across in front of the inner sanctuary and overlaid it with gold. And he overlaid the whole house with gold until all the house was finished. Also, the whole altar that belonged to the inner sanctuary he overlaid with gold. In the inner sanctuary he made 2 cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high. 5 cubits was the length of one wing of the cherub, and 5 cubits the length of the other wing of the cherub. It was 10 cubits from the tip of one wing to the tip of the other. The other cherub also measured 10 cubits. Both cherubim had the same measure and the same form. The height of one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was that of the other cherub. He put the cherubim in the inner part of the house. And the wings of the cherubim were spread out so that a wing of one touched one wall, and a wing of the other touched the other wall. Their other wings touched each other in the middle of the house, and he overlaid the cherubim with gold. Round all the walls of the house, he carved engraved figures of cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, in the inner and outer rooms. The floor of the house he overlaid with gold in the inner and outer rooms. For the entrance of the inner sanctuary he made doors of olive wood. The lintel and the doorpost were 5-sided. He covered the 2 doors of olive wood with carvings of cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers. He overlaid them with gold, and spread gold on the cherubim and on the palm trees. So also he made for the entrance the nave doorposts of olive wood, in the form of a square, and two doors of cypress wood. The leaves of one door were folding, and the two leaves of the other door were folding. On them he carved cherubim and palm trees and open flowers, and he overlaid them with gold evenly applied on the carved work. He built the inner court with three courses of cut stone and one course of cedar beams. In the fourth year, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv. And in the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 8th month, the house was finished in all its parts and according to all its specifications. He was 7 years in building it. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about that magnificent structure that must have been Solomon's temple. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the people who live in our streets. Let's pray, shall we? Loving God, in this time as our streets struggle, let there be peace in our streets. Parents are desperate to keep their kids safe. Neighbors are out of work and struggle for income. Frustrations are constant and fear is sometimes close at hand. Let there be peace in our streets, Lord. Calm our tempers. Ease our fears. Keep our most vulnerable safe. Teach us to be patient, tolerant, and forgiving. Help us to put away our hatred and our arguments. Remind us of your hope and love. Let there be peace in our streets, Lord. Teach us, O God, to follow our Saviour. Amen. And we say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord today. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.